The Wisconsin Public Health Policy Institute estimates the annual health care costs for each resident in the state average $5,000. That's 2% above the national average. Co-director David Kindig says spending more doesn't necessarily mean better health care.
It would appear that we may not be getting the same bang for the dollars that we spend as in other countries, the same value. That's complicated to tease that apart, but on the surface it would appear that way.
Some have blamed rising costs on hospital expansion and so-called boutiques that skim off profit-making procedures like cardio care and obstetrics. Milwaukee representative and doctor Sheldon Wasserman recently toured a new upscale birthing center. He says it shows the market gives consumers what they demand, partially because employers, not patients, are paying insurance premiums.
When you have chocolate and you have shower gel and you get a massage, I think the bottom line is people want that and they're going to do what it takes to get it.
Mark Zistris of the Alliance Healthcare Cooperative had this response before the committee chairman, Representative Greg Underheim, interjected in the debate.
I agree. If people want that, it should be available at a cost. In America, if you want something more, you pay more for it in virtually every other industry except for healthcare. That's
I would suggest the choice is not between the Taj Mahal and a manger. I think there may be some.
Some testified at the legislative hearing that patients are to blame. Alan Jacobs oversees teacher health costs for the Wisconsin Education Association. He says consumers demand expensive, heavily advertised drugs when aspirin may do, and generally have unhealthy lifestyles.
If we exercise regularly, stop smoking, and so forth, the rates in this country of diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, and other similar ailments would decline significantly, and along with it, some of our spending in medical care.
Healthcare costs in southeastern Wisconsin are among the highest statewide. A study found they were 55% higher than in other Midwestern metropolitan areas. Employers are expecting to pay 25% more for worker healthcare costs, the third year in a row they've increased by double digits. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.